Are we recording, Ames?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Celebrate a Sister. So Celebrate a Sister is where we honour beautiful women for their gifts and talents that they bring to the world. I'm Emma Walkinshaw, a personal development coach, and today we are celebrating Amy Mingan, who is a naturopath. And she does many other things. I'm going to do a quick little intro and let you know who the gorgeous Amy is. So Amy has a dream, a beautiful vision where all women are happy and healthy. Amy does this through her work, as I mentioned, as a naturopath. She's also a yoga teacher. She does online workshops where she educates women. She also holds retreats, but most importantly, through raising her family. So, Ames, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So it's so lovely to get together and celebrate a sister. So my whole, you know, idea, like I mentioned to you, was to come together as women and really support each other and hold each other up, as we do naturally. But it's really nice to do that when we're in business. Like you are, you're running a business, raising a family, and you've got your finger in heaps of pies, but doing really beautiful things for the world, which is needs to be celebrated. So I did have a couple of little questions for you. And the first one is around, you know, I believe we have pivotal people in our life or pivotal moments. And my first question is, who's been your biggest influence in your life and why?
Okay, so I have two people to say here. One being Gabrielle Bernstein. I had a huge, huge change in how I perceived myself and how I perceived the world after listening to her audiobook, The Universe Has Your Back. Yeah, so I just all of a sudden realized that instead of doing all the things and trying to shake it and make it work and squeeze it and try and like make it the way I want it to, that if I just let go and surrendered and let it happen, that life was so much easier and that the universe really does have your back. So long as you're in alignment with everything, you just got to put it out there and yeah, just keep doing things that are going to put you in harmony with exactly what you want. And then it all goes to plan.
Beautiful. So would you say that's like in business life and in family life, like every area of your life, like the universe has your back?
Totally. 100%. Yeah. And when you feel like it doesn't, you just need to try and find a positive in that situation. I just find that it's about the light and dark, and you can't have one without the other. It's like that yin and yang symbol, you know, you one side's dark with a little bit of light and one side's light with a little bit of dark, and you reside in either side at any stage. But it's super important to realize that when you're in the dark stage, that you just need to find that light and shine the light, and then all of a sudden you'll be stepping back into the light again.
Yeah, so true. Because, you know, I often say sometimes, you know, shit things happen to good people. Like life is always happening. Like whether, and it's just how we, like you say, we perceive it. If we can just find that little path of least resistance or that little crack, we can then move forward. So yeah, when we sit in the other.
Sorry, Emma. Someone's at my door standing there waiting. Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Because that's long, that's real. People, you know, need to see you and speak to you because you're a wanted woman.
Sorry. You're just like creeping up.
So funny. So Gabrielle Bernstein, actually, when we finish this recording in the post, we'll actually put a link to Gabrielle Bernstein.
Yeah, so, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Let's do that.
There is another beautiful, beautiful person in my life who I came across a couple of years ago now, and she's my mentor. Her name's Tammy Guest, and she is causing huge ripples in the naturopath world, which will eventually turn into tsunamis in a good way.
Yeah.
So I'm one of the first people who, like, she took under her wing as one of her mentees, and she's helped me not only in my business and in my mindset, but also how I approach my life. Like, she has basically done all the stuff that I've done and knows the mistakes that she made, so she can help sort of go through onto that sort of easier alignment path rather than going, oh, way out here in this tangent and then way back over here, you know. It's a really awesome thing to have a mentor, and I'm so, so grateful for her that I've come across her.
Yeah, I agree, Ange. I think mentors are so important. Mm. Yeah. And you know, I think what I love about a mentor too is they're often, you know, you just kind of come together in this, you just kind of find each other in a way that you couldn't even orchestrate. And, you know, it's when you meet your mentor, you go, I know you, we've got something going on here. And it's just an energy exchange. And, indeed. You know, it's a dance you do.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, good. So two powerful women. So Tammy and Gabrielle Bernstein. Sorry, what was Tammy's last name? I've missed it.
Tammy Guest.
Got it. Oh, beautiful. So it's good to hear that you got a mentor. Love a good mentor.
Yes, absolutely.
So the next thing I want to talk about was your calling. So I love when we get to a point in life when we are so certain what our calling is. So I'm going to ask you, have you found your calling? And if yes, what is it?
Yes, I've definitely found my calling. I like to say that through the influence of various like mentors and books I've read and all these various things, I feel like I've really transformed myself. And I love, love, love to say that I help other women transform as well. So however they turn up, when they walk through my door or when they call me or whatever it is, I feel like I can really individualize it and find out what it is that shines inside of them and then help them allow their light to shine. Because a lot of us like dim our lights or we hide, or, you know, we've been told that, oh, don't shine your light too bright. You don't want to cause too much attention to yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas like the divine feminine rising that's happening right now, all these beautiful women are coming out from their hiding and having the most important conversations and helping the world at large. And so if I can play my role in that, helping women transform just themselves so then they can have that ripple effect on other people, that's what I feel like my calling is.
Beautiful. And I'm guessing that Tammy, your mentor, has sometimes seen your light when you couldn't see it.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. And that's what we do for each other, isn't it? You know, when you have that connection, that bond, and you know that you know, that's the little contract you've got, you know, you can with love point out what their light is and, you know, sometimes help them up. And, you know, I know I've got different people in my life that will sometimes, you know, we'll say it to each other. And at the time, you don't believe it, but then believing in you enough just gives you that, yeah, that courage to step forward or take the next step when you're just about to abandon it.
Absolutely. You go, okay,
one more go.
That's it.
Oh, so that's your calling, transforming.
Yeah.
And you've done it through yourself. We're always transforming and growing, aren't we?
Absolutely.
And keep moving. You know, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I'd like you now to tell me something about yourself that would surprise me.
Okay. This is probably one of the most random things, but it's I don't own a TV, but when I did own a TV, I used to love the show Survivor. That's my one thing that I think surprised a lot of people. They're like, what? I actually really love Survivor. And to the point where we don't have a TV in our house, so I would go on live stream Survivor and I'd be like, hey, everyone, mum is off limits because I'm watching Survivor.
That is hilarious. We don't do TV. However, I just have one little little addiction. It's called Survivor.
It's really funny. I've watched it since like the very first Survivor back when I was probably like 10 or something.
That is awesome. So your children don't watch TV then?
No.
Love that.
But having said that, we do have screens in the house. Like we've got laptops and they've got access to iPads and things like that. So it's not that they have zero screen time. But just no access to like mainstream TV.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well done. Was that a conscious choice to do that? Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Because my son used to always get up before us in the mornings and we would hear him get up and he used to just go and plonk himself in front of the TV, grab himself an apple, just be sitting there. And so he might get like an hour of screen time as soon as he gets up. And it's, so we just thought no one else was watching it.
Yeah.
Get his screen time every morning. And we just thought, let's give our TV to someone. So that's what we did.
Great. And I'm just right now, I've just gone creating so much more space in the lounge room too.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Oh, good on you. I mean, I've, you know, I have never heard of someone without a TV.
Oh, well, there you go. So that's surprising too.
There's another surprise.
Surprise.
So, Ames, I know that you've got a workshop coming up on the 21st yes. of April. It's a Saturday, and it's a women's hormone talk and a yoga flow.
Yes.
So I'm coming, and I can't wait.
Yay.
What will women take away from this afternoon?
Okay, so it's for women who want to know about their hormones, because let's face it, there are so many women out there who just don't know what's normal. Yes. And what I find so much in my clinic is women are given the pill to balance their hormones when all it's doing is masking everything. And I just want to debunk those myths and actually tell women that if you're educated enough to know about your cycle, you can achieve or avoid pregnancy really easily.
Yeah.
And that it's not to be afraid of. It's actually a really powerful thing for us to learn.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of my callings as well, is to educate women around their cycle. And then also as a adjunct to that, I feel like we need more rituals in our life, and we need ways to deal with our stress and to balance our own hormones every single day. And so the yoga flow is just a really nice complement to help balance our hormones, because a lot of us run on adrenaline. We're so, so busy. No one likes to say they're stressed, but we all like to tell everyone we're busy. And so if we can jump out of the busyness and breathe and do some yoga and feel how calm we feel after that, I would really like to help educate those women around how they can do that in their own home.
Yeah, beautiful. That is so true. And I just had a little light bulb moment then. You're right. People don't say I'm stressed, we say I'm busy.
Mm.
But the synopsis, the stressed, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Even I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but he said something really, really interesting. Oh no, I know what it was. Oh no, I don't think I do. No, I don't think I do. Anyway, he was talking about saying that, you know, back, you know, the whole, you know, flight and fight, you know, response that we hear lots and lots about, and saying that, you know, years ago, you know, back in the, you know, start of time, it was about, you know, lying in the jungle. And he said, now that's just been replaced with credit card debt, mortgages,
yep.
traffic, kids. And I thought, God, that is the modern day response, isn't it?
It's
pressure of, you know, finances, family, mm-hmm. whatever, work commitments, you know, whatever it might be, but still letting off a similar response. But yeah, that's how, because it's not danger. We've got more food than we can poke a stick at.
Totally.
You know, so it's not about survival as such, but it's surviving with a different currency, which is
absolutely, you
know, money and flow. Yeah,
that's very good. And when we're stressed, our adrenals pump out that adrenaline, and then we need cortisol to go and engulf that adrenaline, and then that helps bring it back down. But then that's happening like every half hour for some people.
Yeah.
And so adrenal exhaustion is running rife. I don't know one person who says to me that they wake up feeling refreshed each morning, that they can jump out of bed.
Yeah.
Like my six-year-old boy, he literally jumps out of bed and he sprints through the house. And I'm like, if some adults had that sort of energy, wow.
Yeah, give me a piece of that. But true. And I reckon you're probably right. If we were to do a survey, yeah, that would probably be the case, which, wow. So good. So women are going to come away with some knowledge around their own cycle, a beautiful yoga flow.
Yeah.
And also women coming together again, you know, celebrating the sister, coming together, community, you know, coming back with our women, because we love to talk and we love to connect. Beautiful place to do it. So again, we'll put the link in our little video here to Ames event. And there's one little thing that I would like to ask you. I've heard some people say that they don't attend yoga because of the sheer fact that they're really scared they may let Fluffy off the chain. Any advice?
Okay. Well, it's a normal part of yoga. And I'll take that one step further and say that once you've had kids, you actually have more vata energy inside of you, so you naturally have more air in your...
Did you say vata or fata
energy? No, vata, like V-A-T-A. So that's more air inside your torso, right? And so some women will notice, like, in even going into downward dog, if they're not holding their pelvic floor really tight, well, they could do the fanny fart as well. So you know what? If that happens, it's not the end of the world, and there'll be music going, and it's totally fine.
And as long as I haven't eaten Brussels sprouts last night, we'll be fine.
Totally. And, you know, there'll be, it's yoga flow. So, like, there'll be some breeze going through, and it's all good. The thing about yoga is it's a practice, and it's a bit like life. You know, one day you'll be amazing and do everything perfect, and the next day you might try and do the same thing and you'll fall on your butt. And it's totally okay, and you don't need to judge yourself. You don't have to be flexible already. A lot of people go, oh, I can't go to yoga because I'm not flexible. And it's like, well, it's kind of one of the reasons why people like to do it. Yeah. I find the more flexible your body is, the more flexible your mind is, and you tend to cope so much better with life. So try not to listen to that inner critic. And
Go with it. And, you know, wherever you go, let your wind flow, I say.
Well, that's right. And I can talk a little bit about digestion on the day as well, because if you're stressed, quite often your digestion is out of whack. And stressed, your reproduction can go out of whack as well. So it's a natural response of the body to shunt the blood away from those areas while you're stressed. So if you're stressed and you do let Fluffy off the chain, you probably need to come.
Yes. Thank you, my beautiful Aim, for the chat. So people will be able to find you. We'll put the links in. And Aim, it's been an absolute delight to celebrate you, my sister. And I can't
thank you.
It's going to be great.
Thanks, Emma.
Thanks, Aim. Take care.